I'm
now. Hold on. BFM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
Brought to you by Show Technology.
I'm fine now. I'm just warm. I asked Rick if I could turn the air down. He's like, it's already on. I'm like, I'm warm.
No, no, go ahead. I'm hot. Go ahead and turn it down. But just how can we divert the flow of wind in this direction? I don't want to be downwind from the flu.
We need to get you a bubble, man.
I got Lysol in my office. I could spray the bejesus out of the room.
Lysol.
Oh, then we can't breathe.
Don't get the flu shot, but have 10 cases of Lysol in your office.
There you go. I always get the flu shot, and I ran out of time this year. This is my case for getting the flu shot. And then the household got sick. I always get the flu shot, but I kept putting it off.
How did Harold make out?
Harold's not sick. He's freaking nature. He never gets sick.
No, it's dormant. Wait.
He gets sick like once every 2 years, and then he just sleeps for 72 hours, and then he wakes up and he's fine.
That's how I usually do.
All right. So the cast of Celebrity Big Brother has been released. Now, I normally don't watch Big Brother because Julie Chen annoys me.
Well, she's gone now, though.
I know.
She?
But celebrity things, like celebrity reality shows, I'll watch. Like the Worst Cooks in America on Food Network, I won't watch regular people, but when celebrities do it, I'm like, ooh, I want to see who's on there. Some people are okay. Former NFL wide receiver Calvin Johnson. I don't know who that is.
Don't know.
Carson Kressley, who's really funny. He's from the original Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Do you know him with the blonde hair?
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Jonathan Bennett from Mean Girls. Jeez. He played Aaron Samuels.
They're really reaching around the corner behind the wall for these.
Wait, I'm giving you the crappy ones, and then I'll get to the better ones.
Oh, really?
Lindsay Lohan's mother.
What? Dinah Lohan?
Yep, that's her. Justin Bieber's father-in-law, Stephen Baldwin.
Oh. Not even his father, his father-in-law.
Right. It's Haley's, his wife's dad. Tiffany Pollard, who is a.k.a. New York from Flavor of Love. Have you ever seen this girl?
What's Flavor of Love?
Flavor Flav's, like, bachelorette show.
Flavor of Love?
Does she have a watch, too, around the neck?
No. Mm. She's whack, though.
I couldn't believe that show. How many women would try to compete for Flavor Flav's
love?
Oh,
my God. And he's so not even attractive.
No, he's heinous.
Bobby Moynihan from Saturday Night Live. This guy I love.
Oh, yeah, Bobby Moynihan.
Yeah, he's hilarious. Tanya Harding. Here's the one where it's going to get interesting. Caitlyn Jenner. And then Sean Spicer.
Sean Spicer?
All I think of is Melissa McCarthy.
They're like in that. You know how there's the stores where there's Nordstrom's, then there's Ross, and then you go down a little further, and there's Burlington, and then you go down a little further, and there's the hospice store.
Right.
This is where they're going for these people. This is like behind three walls in the storage bin that's covered in dirt.
It's like Dancing with the Stars has like sort of celebrities.
Sean
Spicer is rumored. Now, these are just rumored cast members. So, but yes, the former White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, could be one of the house guests.
I'd like to begin with the president's schedule.
She did that so good. That's probably the best thing she's ever done.
It is. It really is.
So what is the premise of the show again? Do these people have to live together?
I feel like it's just the Real World from MTV done all over again, where they all live in a house and they see how they get along.
Oh, so you probably can't get a lot of celebrities just because they're like, you're going to have to live with Sean Spicer.
Right.
I think it's the other way around. They probably had to talk Sean Spicer into living with Tanya Harding. You know what I mean? It's like, poor Tanya. Actually, not poor Tanya. She's made money, actually, with these 20-second rate TV shows. I watched her on True TV when that...
She's one of them commentators, right?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that new documentary show out?
No. What?
It's like a dramatization where they go into the whole club on the knee thing.
Oh, Christ. They're still talking about that?
That's so...
She just got off of Dancing with the Stars, too. Actually, some of these people have been on Dancing with the Stars, and then they move over to Celebrity Big Brother.
Right. Ooh, that's below Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you need a haircut, KFC is your jam right now. If you remember last year, Arby's ran a promotion where a tattoo shop in California was giving people free Arby tattoos. Mm-hmm. Remember that? So KFC now is temporarily dropping the price of their fabulous, famous bowls to $3. And to promote it, they're giving out free bowl haircuts. Remember the bowl cut from back in the 70s?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want a bowl haircut, they're doing it at a barbershop. Yeah, it's in New York, so you have to go to New York, sorry.
Oh.
You can get the free Three Stooges haircut if you want one.
I was going to say, I do need a haircut.
There you go. And last but not least, speaking of haircuts, John Travolta posted a picture on Instagram with his daughter on New Year's Eve, and he was holding a martini, and he said, you know, Happy New Year's to everyone. Hope everyone had a great year. And people started freaking out. Why? Because he's got a shaved head.
We just washed the hair. You know, I work on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
Take care of his hair. I'm going to take a walk.
and then you hit it.
Yep. Yeah, he looks like Lex Luthor.
Yeah, he does.
He
does.
Creepy.
Totally does. I think he looks handsome, though. He could pull it off.
Yeah. I was just wondering, I saw the picture, and he was sitting next to a very lovely, young, hot-looking lady. I was like, is that his new wife?
No, Kelly Preston's his wife. That's his daughter.
Oh, I see.
Hi, I'm John Travolta, president of the John Travolta Hair Club for Men, with some new important free information for men with thinning hair. Just shave it off. Once you see the new you with your chrome dome shining like grease lightning, you'll get chills and they'll be multiplying. Join the John Travolta Hair Club for Men. Because let's face it, you're tired of saying, oh, would you just watch the hair? You know I work on my hair a long time. The John Travolta Hair Club for Men. Remember, I'm not just a client. I'm also John Travolta. All right.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.